Gary was like, got went to the pier later, and Gary's like, tell Autumn that I'll be a zombie on a cruise ship with her.
Justin's red in the face right now.
You're listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Whoop, whoop. A place for people to hear about what's going on up and down the beach. So here they are, Autumn and Justin! Whoop, whoop!
All right.
Let's do this.
Episode 28 of the podcast here. I'm going to call this one the Matt Olson podcast.
Why?
Well, because Matt Olson is the first baseman for the Atlanta Braves. And at present, he is tied for the major league lead in home runs at 44. I can't even remember right now. And his number is number 28.
Mm.
So we'll call it the Matt Olson episode.
Got you. Okay.
Also the Labor Day episode, because it is Labor Day today.
Uh-huh.
But
there's some
daggum
air quotes. No. Well, we're recording. Yes, it's Labor Day. Yeah. While everyone's out surfing right now and having a good time, enjoying the day off, me and Justin sitting here recording.
That's true. That's true. But hey, this episode, nonetheless, all brought to you by Real Water Sports down in the Village of Waves. And Autumn, you were saying that today,
yeah,
being Labor Day when we're recording this, the waves were really good.
The waves, yeah. I mean, after that storm we had, they were great up to it. Tuesday and Wednesday, they were good. And then Sunday, Monday, they should be dying out. So, yeah, the waves are perfect down there. And I noticed that, like, all down south, like, there's just car after car after car after car, like, on the side of the road. So, yeah, everyone down south surfing and up north, too.
And, I mean, I'm sure that, yeah, Real Water Sports.
Yeah, if they broke a board or if you're just was out there riding and you're like, man, I really could use something else. You know, Real Water Sports has over 1,500 boards up just upstairs. That doesn't include what they actually have online. And then they do have a Labor Day sale going on. I don't know if it's still going on, but they did because I racked up on some things, too. I ordered all online. It's going to be shipped to my house, like free shipping. So, yeah, I mean, it's Real Water Sports has everything that you could possibly need. And I know it's a little early to be saying this because Labor Day reminds me of summertime closing.
Yeah, I know.
And Christmas rolling in. So they have great, if you know what, that person in your household has been looking for a cooler or a beater board or a wetsuit, they are definitely your spot.
You see, I don't like to think about, like, I was thinking, so I love college football, and college football season just started.
Yeah.
Love it. But I was just thinking today how, like, man, I thought I was ready for summer to be over, but I really don't know if I am.
I'm never ready for summer. We talked about this on the way here. Like, I just never am one of those people that's like, oh, cannot wait for this summer to be over.
Well, I like the fall time.
Autumn?
Nah, the fall time.
Autumn.
I refuse to call it that.
Yeah, it's just because you know me.
Anyway, because, like, you know, like all of my, like, mine, Carrie's, Austin, Mark, all of our birthdays are in the fall. Yours is in the fall.
Yeah. Most of my family's is, too. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and also, like, just, like, with the college football season, NFL, just the changing of the leaves and the pumpkins and Halloween.
It's a great transition.
Yeah, my favorite holiday is in the fall. Thanksgiving. Love Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving, too.
But, like, again, like, this just, that's why I look forward to it. But I was like, man, I was thinking about it today. And, like, with the loss of Jimmy Buffett and, like, his music just playing nonstop here lately. I've just been like, man, like, I'm still, like, feeling kind of summery. Like, you know, everybody else wants to pop in their reggae and listen to Bob Marley. Put on some Jimmy for me, and we'll waste away in Margaritaville.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it's like the consensus down south. I talk to so many people, and everyone gets to the point where they're just over it. And I love that we live in such a vacation destination, you know, working all the time, and it does get stressful. But we really only work hard for, like, 4 months, if that. Out of the 12.
4 or 5.
You know what I mean? So, like, hey, when I talked to a restaurant and they waited 220 tables on a Sunday, that's a good daggum day.
Yeah, it is.
We won't get many of those here in a little bit. So, yeah.
That's true. Well, like, speaking of working, you know, being Labor Day today that we're actually recording this podcast, it only makes sense for us to talk about jobs that we've had here on the Outer Banks and just the lifestyle that
takes to live in. Okay. All right.
Okay. But before we do that, I mean, we just go back and think about our last episode where we talked about hurricanes and storm prep.
Yeah.
And we had Idelia come through.
And we have, you know, I have, again, the Windfinder app. It's a great app to have. Windy apps are
windy.
Windy is a great one to get to. Base it off the winds. There's another one out there.
Yeah,
so.
it's
that time of the year.
At the recording of this podcast, it is being formed.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know that it is named, and if it is, you know what it's going to be?
What?
Lee.
Ooh, man, there's something about that that just doesn't sound right.
No. You know what? It's going to be the weakest storm because I think about our buddy Lee Scarborough.
Yeah.
And I remember at the beginning, like when hurricane season first started and we were looking at the names, I was like, dude, the weakest one on this entire list is this one right here.
I don't know about that.
No. And I was just totally talking trash with Lee. And I was like, look at this. He's like, yeah, well, probably won't be that bad. You're right. Probably just be, it'll turn into a tropical storm and then probably just fizzle out. I'm like, yep. Just like you, Lee.
That's what we're hoping for. So just like you, Lee.
No, Lee's my buddy. And then we pick like that. And anyway, so yeah, I mean, but there's like Autumn said, I mean, in the last episode, use common sense. And I mean, that common sense being just if you think you need to do it, you probably should. If you think I should probably go to the store and get gas for my car. Probably should.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know your area where you live the best. You know what the best is, what you need for you and your family or, you know, for you and your cat, whatever. So it's just do it.
Absolutely.
Don't wait last minute.
But so again, that was a lot of fun to talk about.
We got lucky.
We did.
We got really lucky. I
got
to give it to NCDOT too for like literally keeping that dune.
They were on my shout-out list for this week.
Man, they kept that dune so it wouldn't. There was no breakage in the dune because if there was one, game over. You know what I mean? For that whole P Island area.
Right.
So
right. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we'll just roll right into shout-outs because, honestly, that was one of my shout-outs was NCDOT because I've been there on that road.
Yeah, I remember
before many moons ago and watched that water run underneath of my front end loader and it has its. I mean, it's exciting, but it's also like. Dang it. I could probably sink right into the ocean if I ain't careful right now, especially like that.
But some waves are right on the other side of the dune and they're barreling.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So
a storm.
Those guys work hard.
They dang sure kept that dune together. That's for good. Because I was able to get down there with no problems and everyone was the next day too. So, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Shout out to them. Do you have any shout outs today? I got three more.
Okay.
I have three more. I got to start out because Austin this morning, he was like, Daddy, are you going to give me a shout out?
Oh.
And I was like, he's like, you haven't given me one.
Yeah.
And I thought I had, but maybe I haven't.
Right.
So Austin, I love you.
Aww.
And here is your shout out.
Little Austin.
Yeah. He's playing travel baseball with the Riptides now. And we haven't had any practices lately, but I'm sure that's going to change. And he's just excited to be back at school. And
yeah. Since they have like a full week of it now.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. You're right.
But, you know, he wanted a shout out, so I was going to give him one. My next one, Autumn, this was actually really neat for me. Carrie and I took the boys Friday night, went to First Friday, parked over at Hannah and Phil's house, walked downtown.
Yeah.
Got down there, walked around a little bit, and then over at Ortega's, Holden was behind the bar, and he was making this blueberry margarita something or other.
That sounds delicious.
Which ended up being pink.
Ooh,
but
okay.
Anyway, so I went inside. Carrie's like, I was like, look, y'all just hang out right here. It's going to be easier if I go in by myself because it was crowded. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. Went in there, got the two drinks, came back out, saw Carrie and Austin, went over to them, gave her drink, and there were these two gentlemen that were like kind of looking at us, but like I noticed that they were looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would glance over at us, but not like they weren't staring at us.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, here they come across the street, and they're, like, walking towards us. And one of the gentlemen was like, hey, are you Justin? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. It depends on who's asking. He's like, well, we listen to the podcast.
Okay.
We're from Maryland.
Oh,
we own a house in Kildable Hills. Guy's name was Chris Murphy.
Okay.
He and his friend Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Were talking to us, and we took a picture. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page and everything like that. And it was just cool. It's like, he's like, man, he's like, y'all make us feel like we're here and we know what's going on when we listen to you guys.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So like he was really, really enjoying.
We love the feedback. Like seriously, I need it.
He was like, where's Autumn? I was like, I don't know. Who cares?
He didn't invite me.
Somebody learn how to pick up the phone.
You didn't call me on Friday.
I texted you.
on Friday?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
Anyway.
The one friend I still have did text me.
Yes, the one.
Sorry, bud. Pick up next time.
Anyway, so like, but I mean, I was like, I don't know where she's at this evening, but we chit-chat. A super nice guy, he and his friend Greg.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give them a shout-out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because like, I love the feedback because we hear it from like our friends. Of course, our friends are like my one friend listens. Justin has more friends that listen. So we hear it from our friends, but it's good to hear from people that are new friends.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, hey.
We got Mr. Drew up in Hampton Roads area that listens. Yep. I mean, there's a good little handful of people that have latched onto this
thing.
So we really appreciate you guys. And my last one is a gentleman. So I teach a spin class at Roanoke Island Fitness Lab.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman, new guy, came in this morning. And he was like, we were talking. And his name is Mr. Jim Watson. He works for David Light over at Lighthouse Automotive.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking. And I was Mr. his first. Watson. He'd never done spin before, anything like that. So I was like, I'm getting him set up on the bike. I was like, well, my name's Justin. And he was like, you're the guy from the podcast that I listen to. I was like, So I was like, yeah. And he was like, I love the podcast. So I wanted to shout out. I said, you ended up on my shout out list.
Yeah.
So I wanted to shout out to him today.
Mr. Watson. I've always liked the last name of Watson because I'd be like that. Mr. Watson.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know why.
From Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
No, Dr. Watson from, what was the British?
Dr. Watson.
You know who I'm talking about. Crap. That's going to drive me nuts. Where's
Sherlock
EP
Holmes?
No. Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Watson. Yeah. Sherlock Holmes. Like, where's, I was going to say EP when I need him. MIA. Irregardless. So those are my shout outs today.
Gotcha. I really don't have any shout outs because whenever it comes time, like I think about them throughout the week and then I literally forget. Well, and then I sit here and I'm like, oh man, who did I say I was going to give a shout out to? Dadgummit.
Right in front of, this is what I do, like with Chris, Mr. Murphy, and his friend Greg at First Friday. I texted myself his name right in front of him, and I said, this is how I'm going to remember your name.
Yeah.
And Greg, I didn't text that one because, like, well, that's my father-in-law's name. So
that
was easy. But anyway, we're going to jump into talking about jobs on the Outer Banks and the lifestyle that kind of comes along with working on the Outer Banks. And this doesn't apply to all jobs. It applies to a good handful of them, though.
Yeah, I mean, what makes this area tick?
Yes.
It's tourism, so.
Well, we're going to jump into that in just a few moments, but Wanchese Marina on them.
Man, I just ordered food from them the other day.
I've not been down there and eaten in a long
time.
What did
I get? Oh, I got a Reuben. It was the first time I've ever got a Reuben.
Was it good?
Hell yeah,
I've not had the Reuben there. Now, I like their Philly cheesesteak.
I'm picky about my Reubens. That's why I've never got one, but it's good. And I'm picky about cucumber salad, and they had that, and it was so good.
Have you had the Philly cheesesteak?
Uh-huh.
You have? Mm-hmm. Well, you being a Philadelphia girl.
I'm not a Philly girl. I'm a Pittsburgh girl. There's a big daggum difference, boy. I'd be like saying, you're a Curry Tucker.
Oh, you really went there.
You from Skyco? Exactly. That's like whenever people say, oh, you from Philly, that makes me laugh. It's the same way I feel because I'm from Pittsburgh.
Wanchese Marina, famous for its fishing culture, beautiful scenery. They've got the Harbor Star Dolphin Tours.
Yeah,
down
which
there.
I want to go do before the end of the year. So if you do that without me, I'm going to be mad, bro.
All right, bro. All right.
I think we should do the Saturday morning one, though.
All right, bro. We could probably work that out.
Yeah.
But
get the boys up early and go.
Yeah, they got that. They've got inshore, offshore fishing. Yes. They got the Landing Grill right there as well, as you were just talking about.
Love that place.
They also are having their Harborween is what they're calling it this
that's
year.
Right.
That's coming up on October 28th.
Okay.
Okay. And that's a big time. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Are the hosts for the evening. Yes, Autumn, you and I will be hosting the party.
The shit you get me into, man.
Hey.
But I love Wanchese Marina, so
dude,
I'll do it.
Dude, I will say, Nolan's costume last year was the best.
Oh,
and
the
you
amount
were
of
so
work
creative with that.
That Vicky and
he was
I took.
A freaking tank.
He was a tank.
Like, literally, a tank.
Yeah.
They built a tank
Hell yeah,
and put
did.
It on top of
yes,
him.
We
and
did.
He walked around with a tank on.
Yeah. And he won a gift card. Yes, and
he used it.
So it's a good time. Whatever they have going on Halloween-wise, y'all need to go for
Well, there's going to be, I think you or we are going to be involved in maybe a dunk booth. I don't know. All right, I won't make you do that part. How about that, Autumn? Easy. Look, she gets this look on her face. I wish that we had some video in here because
I don't.
There is a look that Autumn gets where it's like, I'm going to freaking kill you. And she has a little bit of it right now. Not anymore because I kind of backed off. But she'll get it, especially like if I challenge like her knowledge on something and she knows that she's right. She'll like turn and look at a computer and she'll be like, she'll get that look on her face. I wish I could describe this look. It's like she kind of brings her bottom lip in slightly, bites on it along with her teeth.
It took years for me to do that, too, because before I would just fire off whatever's in my mouth. But now I've learned, being 35 years old, to just bite your lip and just make a face and keep on rolling. Well, about that's what
it's like. I see said look, and I like, listen, depending on what it is, I have a run up to her, but then it's like, yeah, let's just back up a little
bit. I'm down to do it. I love Halloween. Whatever Wanchese Marina got going on, I'm 100% game for it. But if there's a dunk booth, you are involved, I am involved, but also Mr. Charlie Griffin's got to be involved.
All right, we'll work on that. All right. I've been trying to help Miss Brenda with some of this.
Okay.
Because she called me and she's like, help me find this, help me do that. I was like, ain't no problem, Miss Brenda. Whatever you need, you know I got you.
And if you guys need Oktoberfest, you know I got you. So
look out.
Just saying.
Look out. All this information can be found on their social media and at WanchesMarina.com.
Oh, by the way, change y'all's social media. So like people can get on there and share your daily specials. Does that make sense? Whoever's controlling the Wanchese Marina, I've messaged them before, but if you guys can make like your posts where I could share them on my story, I would share them. So on that, please.
I'll talk to Miss Brenda and we'll
yes,
submit that up the chain.
She might need some help. So if you need some help, let me know. I'll come over and meet y'all and we'll fix that settings.
Sounds like a plan.
Perfect.
All right, Autumn.
I.
We, you've lived here now for going on what, 20 years coming up on it, give or take?
Since 2006.
So 17-ish, almost 18 years.
Yeah, half of my life literally here. And so
how many different jobs do you think you have had to work, not, you know, on a regular basis since you have lived here?
Since I have lived here, I think I have worked two jobs nonstop. A minimum two jobs.
Give me an example of the jobs. Now, radio was one of them.
Radio was always one of them. And then I waited tables. Like, I was a bartender and a cocktail waitress at Kelly's restaurant. And I also waited tables at Captain George's. So there was always a side hustle of working in a restaurant, if that makes sense.
Right.
Because, again, tourism on this beach, what makes it run? Restaurants and hotels.
True.
But I also did construction cleanup.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then I also helped my friends on the weekends just clean houses going up to Corolla and stuff like that. So those are the main jobs that I've had around here and a pizza place.
Now, at present, you work two jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You work for Empire.
Yeah.
And you also do this.
Yes.
Okay. It's like me.
Yeah.
I do this along with working for Outer Banks This Week, the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I also teach.
Work for Rifle. Yeah.
Yes. At the gym. That is just an idea. Now, unless you're a doctor, a lawyer, or have some sort of profession in that nature where you're making about six digits a year, you've got to have that many jobs, if not more. Because at points throughout the year, and I say throughout the year, this year is the only year where I've taken on three jobs at one time.
Right.
And that the other one was doing the
Scallywags
announcing at night.
Yeah. But fortunately with like that, like those are fun jobs. Like you pick those up cause you want it to, too.
Right.
Also, I mean, because it's nice to have money, but also because you want it to. So
it's
it wasn't like too bad of a deal.
No, and it really wasn't. Now it's like, and I'm going back in time now. Like I remember my first job where I was getting taxes taken out of my paycheck was at Fisherman's Wharf Restaurant.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was just the stock boy.
Yeah.
I worked at Big Al's when I was in high school. I worked for Gary Oliver over at Fishing Unlimited doing rental boats.
Uh-huh.
Then when I left for the Army, I was gone for a little while. But then when I came back,
it
was another situation of I can't just have one job. I mean, I had to live with my mom and dad for a little while when I first moved back here.
Yeah.
Then brother and I started living together. And that's the thing. Like, there's not many people around here. And we're not going to go. I don't want to go too deep down this rabbit hole of housing and being able to afford.
Because we all know the
live.
Housing sucks around here.
Yeah, but like. The job market around here, you have to build a life. You have to piece together a lifestyle. Okay.
Yes.
You have to piece it together. Now, I remember when I started doing radio with you, I was also working at Fish Heads.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just how it worked.
Right.
I was working worked with Autumn, go home for a little bit. Then I was straight over to Fish Heads. Mm-hmm. And I was there until who knew?
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes.
Late at night.
Yeah, because sometimes I get on Justin too, but I've also, you know, been there, done that. And I'd feel bad sometimes when I get on him about it, but I was just trying to get him to be the better version of himself on the radio station.
Like I said, I mean, it's like I said about Moose when I gave him a shout out, and there was times where, like, if I were him, I would have fired me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Autumn was, like, wanting to... I'm not saying you wanted to fire me, but you were like, dude, you're not
in it.
The
today,
lights
man.
Are on,
yeah.
But nobody's home.
Yeah, you need to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, like, because I was literally burning the candle because I was back up
and
at
that's
5 a.m.
I mean, and it's tough. Yeah, it's tough. Like, that's the thing about the radio station in general. When we worked it, like, you never get used to waking up at 4:30 in the morning. You don't. Like, your body does not. Like, I still wake up about that time. Like, my body does, but
right.
Not that I want to.
No.
And then I'd be in a restaurant, because even when I worked at Captain George's, I'd be there sometimes till midnight and then turn around and go be the co-host, you know, when I worked for the other radio station at 5:30 in the morning.
It's true.
So, that's, I mean, it does suck. But yes, you need two jobs most of the time around here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. For the average run-of-the-mill citizen of the Outer Banks, like you and I,
right.
Not talking about like high dollar, high roller, you know, doctors and stuff like that. For the average citizen like us, yes, I mean, we got to work multiple jobs. Now, what would you say is probably the most common worked job? And we got to remember something. Now, things are seasonal here.
Yes. You know? That's the thing, too. People got to learn how to save their money during the summertime properly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. In order to survive the winter.
Right.
I mean, because you could, like, give me an idea, Autumn, when you waited tables. Mm-hmm. How much would you typically take home at night? Now, it's different. I mean,
is different days too.
Yeah.
Like I being in the restaurant industry, for me, Thursdays were always the best nights out. But then when I worked at Kelly's, in the bar area, I also worked in the restaurant side, but then when we switched over to the bar area, I would come home on a Friday night, sometimes with like $400 or $500. That didn't include what I made in the restaurant sometimes.
Right.
But at Captain George's, I'm going to be honest with you, easiest restaurant job I've ever had. I mean, you have a standard there. They make you have earrings and paint your nails and like you have to look professional.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
But you're cleaning tables. That's all you're doing. It's just making sure people's drinks are refilled. You're at a buffet.
Right.
And I would come home easily with like $800 in a day, from 4:30 to 9.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was being split. So that was like, if it wasn't split, I would have made $1,800 in just my section.
Right.
So that's a lot of money that you could pull from restaurants around here. And being a bartender is a whole different ball game, because that in itself, you know, talking to my friends at Fish Heads, you know how much they bring home too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a money.
Well, and that's
money.
The thing, and it's like Autumn said, so you get it for a good
four months.
Yeah. I mean,
you hope that there's that pop in October to keep you solid.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll say April to October is a pretty solid time, maybe May to October.
Okay. Yeah.
And you get that money then, and then you hang on to it, and you use it to pay the bill. I mean, I'm sure that there's, if you have the opportunity to pay your rent, for example, ahead of time, and go ahead and be like, look, here's going to get me through. This is rent all the way through next April or whatever. You do it.
Yep.
You take advantage of that, because that's how the lifestyle is when it comes to working here on the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm blessed to be in a situation where I do this, and I work for the company that we have here with the podcast, also have the gym that I work for, and my wife does pretty good at her job at Beach Realty.
Yeah, see, I mean, it's only a one income.
See, and that's the thing, like, Autumn is...
Nolan, grow up and get a damn job, kid.
See?
I'm just joking. He's 5, can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, Autumn's living by herself.
Yeah.
With her child.
Yeah.
Working nonstop, because I mean, let's just take today, for example. You have to go to work today.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It's Labor Day, and some folks, you know, were able to have the day off.
Gotta make sure y'all have your beer.
Yeah, so, but she still had to get after it, because I had talked to her yesterday real quick. Like, I was like, hey, what are you thinking about trying to do this early? And you're like, I got to go to work. And I was like, hey, just let me know when. I mean, I was in a rush. It was just a thought. So, but that being said, I was thinking about like the top jobs that people work here that are like seasonal. And I want to know what you would consider like the top seasonal jobs. Would you consider like waiting tables to be one.
Like money, profit-wise?
Profit-wise, yeah, to make absolutely. That money.
Restaurant. I mean, if you are thinking about coming down to the Outer Banks and you're anywhere, I mean, anyone can wait tables. You know what I mean? And I truly, honestly believe it should be a requirement that everyone does before they get their professional career, too. So you learn how to deal
with... Like the Army? Everybody should go in the Army for 2 years?
Yeah, like you learn how to deal with just people. And people suck, and some people are really good.
some of them do.
You know, and being in the service industry, so you're not that sucky person when you go out to eat because you're frustrated of something. I mean, it makes a big difference. Working in a restaurant, 100%. Or if you're old enough to bartend and you know how to mix drinks, that is also your route to go. And you don't drink yourself because that is key to being a bartender.
Right, yeah,
that's
an interesting job.
You cannot be a drinker yourself. And I will say, I would wait tables over working in a bar anytime again because I hated just people after the end of the night. I hated drunk people.
We're done. Yeah. You're like, I'm peopled out.
Yeah. I hated the smell of alcohol. It was all over me. I just didn't like it.
Got it.
So I would wait tables at like anywhere. Working in a restaurant, you're going to make money.
And you got to be hospitable.
You have to have a personality.
Exactly. And I've seen people that have worked in restaurants or worked behind bars and they have no personality or don't smile, don't laugh, don't cut up with you or nothing. And it's like, this place needs to fire you.
Yeah. And sometimes people get, I get that too. You get those bartenders that are just over the summer and over their day, but they take it out on you as the customer. And it's like, yo, bro, like calm it for a second. I mean, just calm. And I get it because everyone gets frustrated in their daggum day. But jeez, please.
I just know that, like, I'd like to think I could do it, but I think I'm too moody.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm allowed to say that.
You're a great
bar. Myself.
You did great bar back when you worked at Fish Heads. Like, it takes someone like that to make Fish Heads work. They need a person like you, or it would never succeed
right
the way it did. And that's the thing about a restaurant industry. It all comes down to, we live in a tourism area. It's the best place to absolutely go work, but there's multiple spots in a restaurant too. The bartender, the busboy, girl, dishwasher.
Right.
I've learned more Spanish from the dishwashers at Kelly's and every swear word and any inappropriate word from those guys that I could have ever learned in high school from my Spanish class. And you learn so much working in a restaurant from everyone in there.
That's true. They really don't get enough credit for as hard as they work, too. So, you know, hats off to them.
The people in the restaurants?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I mean, absolutely. It's a hustle and bustle, but you make it. Wouldn't you say that's your top job?
That one is probably my top, but I got a close second.
Okay.
And I think Captain Marty would agree with this one. And that is the charter boat mate.
And then you've done that job?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, those people...
But that's something the average person can't do.
That's what I mean. It's a skill. You've got to learn it, and you got to have a good teacher.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And if you want to learn, I mean, if you want to learn anything, you can.
Yes.
And that takes, the money's good. You get to go out in the water all day. You're outdoors having fun. I mean.
You're also hustling and bustling, though,
too. You are hustling. That's true. There is a lot of hustle involved there, but at the same time.
Screaming at people, get out of the way.
But at the same time, like, that one is one where if you're good at what you do. You got a hospitable captain, a great crew that comes on and everything. I mean, the money is good.
I'm sure.
You think about people, and I'm sure people that listen to this podcast have been offshore, and they have been with people that, like, the mate and the captain are just fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to have personality for that, but you also have to have skills, for sure.
That's true. And, I mean, but again, you got to love that type of job. Yeah. You got to really, I mean, waiting tables, stuff like that, you don't necessarily have to love it. You just got to smile, put on a happy face sometimes.
Correct me if
I'm wrong, though. I want you to stop me if I say anything wrong right now, because I've never really waited tables. I've worked in restaurants, but I've never waited tables for like an entire shift. I picked up like an hour for somebody one time, but like not an entire shift. But like that can be done by people. If you go up, you show up for work, you put on a happy face, smile. Hey, what do you want to drink? You know, get your stuff, you know, the orders, put everything in. It's kind of a revolving door of just kind of the same thing. But like fishing like that, you got to really, there's different situations that require different actions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's no way I could just roll up and be a mate. I mean, I would love to learn, well, and I thought about it because there's not many females that do mate.
But there's also, like, okay, when I talk about, like, charter fishing, mm-hmm. but there's also headboat. Like, think about Taylor. Sure.
Yeah.
Taylor from the Miss Oregon Inlet. Uh-huh. She's fantastic. She is. People love her, and she's really good at what she does.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
Right.
I think you'd be really good at that. But, again, that would be another one that I would throw out there as being
a top paying hustle around here.
Also, if you think about any of, like, the water sports activities.
Yeah, because they leave tips on that, too. My brothers did that. Like, they did the paddleboarding lessons and stuff like that. And you can get some fast cash with that.
That's also another good one, I think.
Another one, and if you're a pizza delivery driver, if you deliver pizzas on a Saturday or Friday night when it's check-in night, because no vacationer is coming down, like, going to have a grand meal on their first night out. And most of them aren't going to go out to eat. So they typically order pizza.
Yep, true.
I have known my brothers to rake in about $800 on a Saturday, just tips off of pizza in Corolla. So, I mean, like, if you have a car that you have miles on and you are good at driving, go apply at a pizza place. It's a fun, fast-paced job, too. I've only had, like, three really professional jobs, like working in a pizza place, media, and now selling. But working in a pizza place, by far, still my favorite job to do.
Gotcha.
It's just always a fun job.
Yeah, see, like, when I help my buddy Barbecue Mike over here on the barbecue company, I thoroughly enjoyed being able to cut up with people when they came in the
door.
You
were great at it, too.
I enjoyed it. I loved it. I could just ham it up with people and just have a fun time. If I could make money doing that all day, dude,
you would be great as a restaurant owner because you have the personality. Because, I mean, I love when restaurant owners, like, that's what was my favorite thing about Mike Kelly for what he's worth. I mean, I've worked for him years. I know everything. Everyone does, right? But he would come out when you're sitting there and he would just talk to people. And I think that's super important.
Of course.
I like that.
Mark Bassnight did that a lot.
Yeah, see, and I haven't ate at Lone Cedar a while, but the one time I did, Vicky came out.
See?
You know what I mean? So it's just...
She wants us to come in there and hang out with her sometime, too. We need to do that.
So that's where I think you'd be good at it.
Well, and you know, it's funny you bring that up, Autumn, because that's been like... This is a topic for another day, but like that's like a 10-year plan of mine.
Yeah.
Brother and I have been talking
about
that.
Like a dream that you have?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
But again, that's down the road. But like I said, back to what we were talking about, having to piece together a lifestyle here for the average Joe like you and I is required.
Yeah.
I mean, could I eliminate my job with the gym and not teach those classes? Yeah, I could. But you know what? If I can get that little bit of extra money, I do it at like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, I mean, and that's part of the reason why I accepted that job and started doing that was because they wanted me at 5:30 in the morning. And I was like, that's no problem. Like, this is when I come into the gym and work out anyway.
Right.
So that's why I decided to just go ahead and do that because there's no guarantee I can get there the rest of the day.
Yeah. I know that, like, I'm just relatively new in this sales thing with beer, though, too. But I will say, and you know how happy I am working this job.
Yes.
I think it is a great job, too, for anyone that has it. That knows alcohol, that it also can learn, because I don't know anything about wine.
Y'all
but I've
are
learned.
Looking for a...
Yes, we were hiring. I think it's still up there.
Is it?
But yeah, you can get up with any of those companies like Empire, Coastal, there's City, there's Atlantic, there's Tryon, there's a whole bunch of them. But they also pay people in the summertime for quick cash. And if you go into grocery stores and pull up the beer and just make sure it's stocked, they pay for that. They pay like $40 for a pull up. So you can make like $80 for being in food line for 30 minutes.
All I gotta do is just roll into the food line and just like push the beer forward and I get $40.
Yeah. So like,
where do I sign up?
Companies like that hire all the time too. So keep your eyes open for things like that. But I never thought in my life I would sell anything, and cause I never wanted to. But this is, it's, it's good. And, you know, I'm doing it by myself with my kid. And I think for any single mom out there that's like thinking, hey, what should I do for a career? I think it's a sweet one.
Well, there you go.
So I'm just letting y'all know.
You want more information on that? You can get it with Autumn. She can get you all set up. But yeah, so again, like I was saying, I mean, being Labor Day, I felt like it was, we actually, I can't take the credit for this. Autumn had this idea for the topic for the jobs and everything like that. So
you got to hustle around here, man. Yeah. We only got a couple months to make it.
It's true. It's very true.
Got to do what we got. We can.
That is absolutely right. All right, well, Autumn.
Justin.
We got to check in with our boy.
Oh, Maddie P.
Maddie P.
See, there's another one. I've never been a bouncer. You've been a bouncer.
Yeah.
See, that's a crazy lifestyle in itself. Like, there's so many side jobs around here that
there
you
are.
Could do.
You got to piece together a lifestyle here. You know, you could be teaching, like I do, teaching gym class at 5:30 in the morning. Here I am. You know, in the evening, we're recording this podcast, doing this, you know, and like working, trying to get people to sign up for Out of Banks this week.
Yeah.
That type
Advertise.
Of thing. Advertising.
Help them grow their company.
Yes, that's right. Help
Lord
them grow their
Justin.
Company. Gosh, Autumn, that's why I need you sometimes. You help me remember the words that I tend to forget all the time. Well, we're going to check in with Maddie P here in just a few moments, but I want to shout out to Gallup Roofing and Remodeling.
Okay.
Rex Simpson and his family, mm-hmm. Zeke. Tucker, all of them. Fantastic folks. They're founded in 1952 by Roscoe and Gilda Gallup, and now again owned by Rex Simpson. He's owned it since 1990. They've got over 70 years of experience in Northeast North Carolina, specializing in roof and leak repair, fortified roofing systems, shingle and shake roofs, metal roofing, exterior home repair. So this is where the remodeling comes in. Because they were just doing roofs. Now they're doing like the remodeling. They're doing waterproof decking, insurance restoration. Lots of different exterior building repair and maintenance, roof
That's
coating.
Good to know, yeah.
And they have a crane lift service as well. And they're...
I've always wanted to operate a crane. I just thought it would be so cool.
You know what? It could probably... You know, we can put this
you
on your...
You don't want me operating a daggum crane.
You know, you did that thing before you turned 30. It was like 30 things before 30 or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
We can put this on your 40 things before 40 list.
Operate a crane.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and make a note of that. But you can visit them online at galloproofing.com. Call them 473-2888 for any questions about any roof repair. It is hurricane season after all. And they are ready to assist you in any way, shape, or form should anything happen. But you got to call them, 473-2888. And make sure you let them know that you heard all about it right here with us on the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Yeah. Okay. Can't say enough nice things about the Simpson family. Fantastic,
yeah,
folks. All right, Autumn, it is time for us to go in and check in with our boy, Maddie P.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of OBX After Dark with your boy, Maddie P. Brought to you by Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Now, look, guys, I know I was supposed to give you guys a final episode tonight, so I'm actually going to come in. We're going to rank the top five places that I went this summer, and we're going to start with number five. Coming in hot at number five, we're going with the Blue Crab Tavern down in Collington. Now, I told you guys about the Blue Crab. I did a show there with the Blue Crab boys. I wasn't expecting it to be crazy, but there was about 200 people there. It was awesome. You know, the vibe was great. RG's a great person, and if you get a chance to go to the Blue Crab, you totally should. Coming in at number four, we got the Jolly Roger. Now, Autumn hates this because I went to the Jolly Roger quite a few times this summer. However, she got mad at me when I sang Nickelback there for karaoke, but... The Jolly Roger's is actually becoming like a jack-of-all-trades kind of place. They got DJ now, karaoke, international night, all sorts of things going down there. Go see Carol Ann and the gang at Jolly Roger coming in at number four. Coming in hot at number three, we got Roanoke Island Festival Park. You know, they had a bunch of concerts there this summer. The vibe was awesome. The venue's really cool out there on the water. I went and saw Jake Owen, and there was a bunch of other concerts there, but... It was a really good time. Music Fest puts on a great show for everybody. And if you get a chance to go to one of those concerts next summer, I totally recommend it. It's a good time and you'll have fun. Coming in at number two, one of my personal favorites, Longboards Bar and Grill. Now, if you know Matty P and you know what I like, you know I like to go to Longboards and get a little ratchet sometimes. It's always a good time when you go to Longboards. You never know what's going to happen. You know, I went there on my birthday, got a little blacked out, had a few shots. It was a great time. And, you know, Jen provides a great atmosphere for everybody. and good times all around. And coming in at number one this summer, drum roll please, the Outer Banks Brewing Station, coming in at number one. I had a great time there this summer. I went there actually quite a few times. Saw the band Pepper there. DJ Styles was there. They had DJ Black King. There was all sorts of entertainment there this summer. Hot Sauce was there. The bar staff is awesome. The security there will take care of you if you've got any problems. And it's a great atmosphere for everybody. And they also have a really killer backyard. So those are my top five. Blue Crab at number five. Jolly Roger at number four, Roanoke Island at three, Longboards at two, and number one, the Outer Banks Brewing Station. It's been a great summer hanging with you guys. I really enjoyed it. Looking forward to next season. If you catch me outside, holla at your boy. It's been awesome. Maddie P out.
Catch me outside, boy. Catch me outside. Catch me outside, not singing Nickelback, though.
I'll tell you what, man. Maddie P has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun this summer. And he went over and hung out with us at Festival Park for Jake Owen.
Yeah.
And I've thoroughly enjoyed him. And he's just a great dude. I love him a lot. And it was funny. I talked to him this morning, and he was drinking coffee with his girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a girlfriend. And I don't know if I should have said that or not. Now the ladies, anyway. He's drinking. I was like, does your girlfriend know that she's drinking coffee right now with a legend?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hold on, man. He put me on speakerphone and he was like, tell her that. So I said, honey, you are drinking coffee with a legend right now. Maddie P, this is royalty you're sitting with. Do you understand that?
And she's probably like
she was laughing. Uh-huh. And then he's like, man, we're about to go get some massages. I was like, what?
Nice.
I was like, you're going to get a massage? I was like, dude, this is going to get talked about. You know that, right? He's like, oh, man, come on. I'm like, Maddie P. Anyway, love that guy. It's been a lot of fun having him on with us this summer, and he's part of it now. He's stuck with us.
For sure.
Yeah, he's had a good time.
I'm really surprised they didn't put Neptunes in there, though, man.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I think I'm going to try to get him to go, like, south some more.
We might just have to go help him out some places. Like, if I was out, you were out, just, you know.
We got to plan this for sure. Because, like, there was one point we were going to go all go out together, and some things didn't come together the right way for us.
Yeah, because, like, we need to do one of those nights, too, and have everyone come meet us out at some spot.
True.
Yeah.
True that. Well, we'll work on that for next summer. All right, Autumn.
All right, Justin.
Got a couple of events that are coming up.
Okay.
We're going to start with I froze.
You think? There's spit everywhere. It's okay.
Truth be told, you would. All right, Autumn, a couple of events that are going to be coming up. And again, we're winding down this year. There's still your trivia nights going on in places like the Lost Colony Beer Garden and different places up and down. I know Greg Spradell is everywhere right now, it seems like, with different trivia nights and all the different things going on over at the Pioneer Theater, and all that can be found online. Everything I'm going to talk about, you can find it online right now at outerbanksthisweek.com. You've got all of your local high school sports, athletics, volleyball, soccer, football, track, all this different stuff that's cross country, all the different things that are taking place. Strongly encourage you to go and enjoy high school athletics. There's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
Always a fun time when you get to go do that type of stuff. But also coming up this weekend, Autumn, starting tomorrow, is the Outer Banks Triathlon.
Okay.
All right, that's going to be going on in Kill Devil Hills. And I believe it's a two-day event. It's going to be on Friday and Saturday of this weekend. So keep that in mind for something that is taking place. But other than that, coming up this month, there's really not a whole lot hitting.
Yeah.
Again, there's a lot of different things that are taking place as far as your trivia nights and some different bands playing at, like, Fish Heads,
mm-hmm.
places like the Brewing Station. Also, at I think there's some things going on at, like, Sanctuary Vineyards and things up in Currituck.
Right.
And all the way up in Corolla and all those different spots. But when it comes right down to it, we got the Duck Jazz Music Festival coming up next month. We've also got the Outer Banks Seafood Festival happening next month.
You got the Brewtog going to happen, which is one of my favorites.
I'd forgotten about
that. Yeah, Brewtog is where they fly basically quarter kegs, and they do like the whole Red Bull thing where, I don't know if you guys ever seen it, they get them to fly, and it all goes to the Regala Foundation, and it's just this cool event that they do, and it's always just a great time of just beer, food, flying kegs, and all helping out the community. So
there's also an ESA Eastern Surfing Championship mm-hmm. happening at Jeanette's Pier on Friday, September 22nd.
Yep.
So that's, again, we just had the Outer Banks Pro.
Yep. Which they had a perfect day for of waves for that too. So they waves. At least got like one good solid day of waves in.
Well, and that's good. I mean, that's a really good thing, because yeah. with the storm and whatnot, wasn't sure exactly how Thursday that was all going to shake down.
You know,
so that's something. That's something else that was going on as well. But again. Everything I just talked about can be found online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Just click on the events section, and you'll find so many different things. Like, I'm looking at trivia at New Vines right here, you know, and different things of that nature. So keep that in mind. Going to wrap this thing up here in just a few moments, Autumn, but we got a shout out to our guy, Mr. Ryan Walker at Wanchese Off-Road.
Ryan.
Just had a baby boy. Congratulations again on that. But over at Wanchese Off-Road in Kill Devil Hills, keep that in mind. They offer a couple different things, so you can get general upkeep to major modifications like performance suspension, lift kits, and just your basic vehicle maintenance over at Wanchese Off-Road Diesel and Performance. You can check them out on Facebook or Instagram, or you can call my man Ryan at 252-715-0025.
Yeah, it's from what I know from everyone that has diesel trucks, and I only know this because I feel like everyone has a diesel truck. Like,
I don't.
Yeah, you don't, but...
I'm cut from a different
It's
cloth.
Important to have like a diesel mechanic, because not everyone can do that.
Yeah, there's and see, Ryan went to diesel mechanic school in Nashville.
Okay, see, that's why it makes sense, because someone told me that about him too.
Yeah, big accredited university school or technical diesel mechanic school in Nashville for a couple of years he was out there.
Right.
And he studied them up and down, left and right, and He's done a couple different jobs. He's worked for different people since he's been back. But then he's like, you know what?
I'm going to invest it
for myself.
I hear you.
And he's got a great crew over there at Wanchese Off-Road.
Awesome.
So I took him my truck. And even though my truck's not a diesel, he's like, look.
Yeah, my Jeep's not, but I'm going to drop it off.
Yeah, see, and he would be glad to.
My Maker a diesel? You want to make my Jeep Wrangler a diesel?
I mean,
it's possible.
Jeep Wrangler?
It's possible. I've seen them before.
Well, Autumn, I'm willing to bet that Ryan and his crew would be happy to look
I'm
under
sure,
your hood.
I'm sure that they would.
And sorry.
I mean that respectfully.
Bad
you
joke.
Didn't. Okay,
bad
I got
joke.
That now.
Yeah. Bad joke. Bad joke. Uh-huh. Anyway, Autumn, that's really about it. We forget anything? I mean, the job thing, again, like we said, you got to piece together a lifestyle around here for the average Joe.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just the thing. I guess I want to know from everyone, you know, keep in mind, we want your ghost stories too, because that's going to be coming up. We want to do basically all of October of just ghostly things or stories you've heard, you know, growing up around here. Like, what are the things that kind of creeped you out? Let us know now, please. Love to get those. And yeah, I guess from this week when we were talking about it, just what was your favorite job? Like, you know for a fact that it's a hustle. Like, I hated construction cleanup, but you make money doing it.
See, and that's the thing. Like, you can't say no to that dollar bill.
No.
Not around here. When you got an opportunity to get it, you get it.
Yeah, because, I mean, everything's high, man. And that's why, like, we sit here and we talked about the rent, too. But, like, groceries, I never go out of the grocery store. And that's just me and Nolan. For me and Nolan, I never walk out of the grocery store is less than $200 now.
No, like that's totally.
You know what I mean? And that's just two people.
No, yeah.
And so I can't imagine like a family of four, like y'all's grocery bill is definitely $400 if mine is $200.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't quite that much, but like
my
I'll
kid's
go to the
bougie
store.
Though too, because he wants shrimp and crab legs and stuff like that. He don't eat normal stuff. So.
Well, that's look, so I was just thinking about this. I actually did apply for a job recently that I never heard back from. That's what I mean. Like, if you got an opportunity to get that money,
make it while you can.
Go get it. I mean, and like this job, it would only interfere like a few nights a week for me being like away from home.
Yeah.
But like, it would not interfere what I do with us. It would not interfere with what I do at the gym in the morning. And I mean, I just reached out to this company and I was like, hey, look, I saw y'all were looking for this type of help.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only looking for like 2, maybe 3 nights.
Well, and that's the thing down south too. Everyone needs help down there. So if you're listening from down south and you live there year round, like they lost all their college kids. Like I know Waves Market could use the help. Rusty Surf and Turf, he just lost one of his cooks and a bartender. So those are two important things. Like they're there. Jobs are still there. But yeah, unfortunately, we just got to work two of them around here.
Yeah, that's just how it is.
And it's crazy because whenever you have your friends, like my friends come from out of town, they're like, oh, you're probably at the beach like every day. And it's funny because now the ones that come here every year know better. They're like, yeah, when do you get done with work? Are you going to come visit us at the beach? We don't get to go to actually enjoy the beach living here, but we do at the same time.
And if you think about it, Autumn, I forgot to mention this. some folks that work here in the summertime, mm-hmm. they'll go to like mountain ski resorts.
Yeah, like Jonathan and Kelly do.
I saw them this morning. That's what made me think about that.
There's a lot of people that travel all over the
Tahoe.
Place. Yeah, I think Austin does. A lot of the Fishheads crew does. Yeah.
And that's the thing. So, I mean, it's more than just them. There's a lot of
them
that
travel
do
where
it,
the money is because you got to make it while you can.
Right.
And it's tourism. Tourist areas.
Absolutely. And
follow
I mean,
the money.
I was thinking about when I worked at Fishheads, the people that would come in there and they would mm-hmm. say, so, you know, do you live here? And I'm like, absolutely. They're like year round.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, man, that must be awesome. Right. Like, I'm like, well, the winters can be pretty chilly with that northeast wind off mm-hmm. the ocean. But I was like, well, we gotta hustle like now. I mean, it is fun. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, like we get a lot of getting's good.
We know we live in paradise, but it's also, we know what it takes to live in paradise.
Yes, come on. Preach.
So,
preach.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, again, you know, the jobs, if you're looking for a job, you can talk to Autumn, you can talk to me, and then you get to any place around here.
Someone's hiring.
Yes.
That's
and they would love to have mm-hmm. you. You want to work in paradise? Mm-hmm. Come on and work in paradise.
Come on.
All right. That's it, Autumn.
All
I'm out of here. Happy Labor Day, sort of. It's not Labor Day right now, but it was Labor Day.
Just a day of just chilling.
Just a day of chilling.
Okay.
I know that like Paul Sharon over at the tavern. Let me back that out. Paul Sharon over at Lost Colony Brewery.
Uh-huh.
They're closed. They're closed.
For the day?
Yeah, they're at the beach partying. It's what they do.
I mean, I mad respect. So, but yeah, what is Labor Day? Just a day for people that work to have off. Okay, cool. I'm down for it. Whatever.
Well, think about this, Autumn. I got something I want you to think about for next week.
Okay.
We got Gino coming back from Lost Colony Tavern.
Gino, I have a request. I need shepherd's pie. I will Venmo you. Thank you very much.
Gino, I was talking to him the other day, and I was just kind of letting him know. I was like, Gino, he's a super humble guy, super sweet guy. And I was just telling him, I said, Gino, I was like, you don't understand the type of reputation you've created for yourself in this town. People love you, dude. Like what you've done and like all
how
much
love
you give
place.
Back to the community and what you do for everybody around downtown Manio. Dude, people talk.
Yeah, dude. He's that whole establishment's great. I love him.
Yeah, and I'm excited to have him back in here and hanging out with us because he's got so many different fun things.
I got
goosebumps
thinking about it.
That's what I mean. He's got so many fun things coming up for like Oktoberfest and the Haunted Tavern. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what he calls it
Ghost Tavern.
Ghost Tavern. Mm-hmm. There we go. And then Christmas.
Yeah.
Dude, he does so much fun stuff. And I'm really looking forward to him coming in and talking to us more about that.
That's
coming up in the next episode. Hold up. Hey. All right, I'm going to go listen to some Dr. Dre, Autumn. Hey. I'm out of here.
All right. Later.
Later.
Another epic episode of The Outer Banks this week with Autumn and Justin. Woo, woo. Follow them on social media and listen every Thursday for a new episode. Woo, woo.